This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Thursday, November 7th.
We call it a recap, you'll call it a podcast.
Yeah, what you want to call it there.
But nobody has iPods anymore, do they?
I still actually have mine.
All right. Well, that besides your museum,
I feel sorry for it though, because it's weird when it's cold out. It shuts off.
I'm the same way.
How are you?
I shrink.
We found out that failing 15% of the time actually is the key to success. You always talk about being right all the time, and having the right answer all the time. But honestly, your mind needs a little bit of doubt every now and then to kind of keep itself balanced.
So what's the 85% rule? So that's what this is based on.
Yeah, they say that if you get the answer right or grasp something 85% of the time, that's exactly where you need to be. And here's the logic behind this, according to this study. They say if you have more than 85% right all the time, you get bored. Your mind starts shutting down because it's very mundane.
You're not challenged. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And if it's the other way, you're less than 85%, it becomes frustrating and you're not really learning anything because so they're saying that they really hope that this can really be used for more complicated forms of learning to get people to understand. So in essence, when you go in for an evaluation, maybe they'll be using the 85% rule to let you know where you are on your thinking process.
I've always told people, it's just starting out in our business here, where you're always a student of your art. And it goes for everything. The minute you think you know everything, you stop learning.
Oh, gosh,
and you are stagnated. There's an old expression in radio. Hey, I've been in radio 10 years. No, you've been in radio 1 year with you've been in radio 10 years. You've done the one thing 10 times over. You haven't learned anything.
Yeah,
it's very, very true. We also found out about Pringles once again for the third year in a row. Turducken-flavored chips will be available starting today, November 7th, at the Kellogg store online. They're actually selling it in addition to their, of course, you get the turducken thing as part of the Friendsgiving Feast kit. And this year they're including cranberry sauce with your turducken-flavored chips, stuffing, and pumpkin pie flavors as well.
So, but that has nothing to do with the Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox thing, the Friendsgiving thing. It's not. There's not a Jennifer Aniston flavored chip.
This is the actual Thanksgiving you want to go to because there will not be any sort of angry relatives that you just have to.
Or any massive amount of cleanup afterward. That's my least favorite part. That's why I'm always like, can we please just get takeout so we can all just sit and hang out and enjoy each other instead of have to clean for 2 hours afterwards.
And fun fact: if you are hosting a Thanksgiving this year, invite somebody who has a dog.
Why?
Because they can do the cleanup for
them. Oh, I see. Yeah, the pre-wash stuff. Also, if you're going to somebody's house, and I'll say this for the next couple of weeks, always bring Tupperware with you when you're going to somebody's house for Thanksgiving because they're going to want to give you stuff.
And that's true.
Instead of like a flimsy plate, bring your own Tupperware.
Yeah, very true. We found out about seedless lemons. Apparently, I admit I'm completely odd. I absolutely love lemons to the point it's probably like disintegrating my teeth.
He's like messed up on that.
So this was kind of a good thing to find out. It's been very hard to get a seedless lemon because you have to actually have, seeds grow lemon trees. And so in essence, how they, the circle of life works is they have to produce seeds. But sometimes...
I'm glad we had this little talk, Chris.
I feel better. We found out that there was the company that makes halos called the Wonderful Company. Actually,
those little oranges, though, the tangelos that are seedless.
Yeah,
right?
Really good. They're easy to peel. Absolutely love them. Mm-hmm. They have actually planted about 3,000 acres of a seedless lemon tree. There was a farmer, very patient farmer in Australia, who had a lemon farm. And he's been looking for years and years and years. He finally found the holy grail of a seedless lemon. So now they've grafted it, and they have put it on they've growing them. And so they're a little bit behind the curve this year. They say there might be some out for the holidays, but definitely next year.
See, Darwin would be proud. That's evolution right there.
Yeah.
Things morphing.
This was kind of sad, but especially if you're drowning in debt or maybe getting phone calls, dodging phone calls because they're collection agencies, you're not alone. Back in 2016, a third of the U.S. population, 33%, had some sort of credit had debt in collection.
That is amazing. Sure. But you are protected. There is something called the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. The more you know about this, the less they can harass you.
Yeah, because keep in mind, the biggest complaint, consumer complaint, it's not the internet, it's not the airlines.
It's not your cable company?
It's not your cable company. It is debt collectors, yeah. Because look, that's their job. They're going to collect debt.
They're bulldogs, man.
They're bulldogs, and they're going to bend the rules as much as they can. But as long as you know the rules, you don't have to get mad. You can get even. For instance, you're only allowed to call between 8 a.m. and 9 p.m., and they must call only once in the morning and once in the evening. You don't have to answer
so just
the phone.
Twice
a day is what they're legally allowed to call, unless you set up a special window of time stating that you can't call between this time. And mainly, as one of the many things I used to do at Sally Mae was skip trace, and that's where you actually would call people that were late on their student loans.
Owed money, okay.
And it is true. I empathize because everybody has had money problems, but you've got to be upfront and honest with these people. If you're going to say you're going to stick to a payment plan, you need to stick to it. Mm-hmm. And if you find that you're not going to be able to stick to it, let them know immediately. If you keep the lines of communication open, there's a good chance that they might be more willing to go the extra mile. That was the thing I learned on customer service as well. You call up screaming to somebody on customer service, I ain't going to help you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true.
And I know a lot of stuff, so you might want to be nice to me. I get that you're upset.
I've got your file in front of me right here.
In fact, I to this day, when I call places to complain, mm-hmm. I will let them know. I'm like, I'm really sorry. Please know I'm venting and not taking it on you personally.
Yeah.
I'm upset at your company's policy.
Yeah. And a lot of times that person can't do anything about the problem anyway until you get to the supervisor.
Right.
And they're not going to give it to the supervisor if you're not being nice. I just like to take – I want Alexa to start answering these phone calls.
Oh, yeah?
How cool would that be?
That would be good.
I don't
I feel
know
like
what
I would
you're
get
saying.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
I know.
I have no idea
oh,
what
look,
that means.
Oh, look. Alexa ordered you a summons in court for your debt.
Oh, man. Alexa.
Now they did.
And then she ordered you some Tide laundry detergent for Amazon Prime.
Right, exactly. They say, really, if you're able to stay upon the debt, be on it. But, these are just kind of the things. Very important. Make sure you do not provide your bank account information. And the reason for that is that once
they get that the access, they can dip in there
anytime they want to. That's what the new laws are.
Scrupulous people can too. So that's the last thing I'll give somebody. Mm. But that, like you said, use PayPal.
Yeah,
because you have a little bit of protection.
Use
right
PayPal,
there.
Use Western Union, or even the old money order is what you need to do. And then also make sure that the debt is not a scam, because once a collection agency lets you know that you owe money, they have 5 days to send you written confirmation of how much money is owed, the name of the creditor, and what to do if you think that the debt is not yours.
Now, what happens if after 5 days you don't get that? You have to assume it's not a
creditor. They're not following the law, and then therefore they're in violation. These are all important things that you probably should talk with an attorney about, but it does give you kind of a little bit of a groundwork to go on this. And then they say make sure a lot of times as these collection agencies as well, try and protect your credit. If you're making payments on the thing, there's something you can, if there's some derogatory thing on your credit and you're paying it off, you can actually have them do something called pay for delete. Once the debt is satisfied, it'll actually remove it from your credit.
Nice.
So, in essence, that will protect you.
But they have to remove it, though, right?
They have to, and you need to get that in writing. Yeah.
So, another reason to be nice to these people.
Be very nice to these people.
Or, when all else fails, hand the phone to the two-year-old.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Let them talk to them.
Hello?
Bob Ross is more popular now than he was when he was painting happy little bushes and brushes on PBS on the Joy of Painting. Very popular in the sense that now his the house that he actually did the paintings on PBS in Muncie, Indiana, is now being turned into a tourist attraction.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, you can do the Bob Ross Experience, and the exhibit will showcase some of Bob's original paintings as well as the real palette that he used on the show. And it looks like it'll be open in October of 2020, just in time for his birth anniversary.
There's actually a Bob Ross studio in New Smyrna Beach in Florida.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
And what were you saying, Janie? I love this. In Ocala, they have, was it Getting Smashed with Bob Ross?
Oh, yeah. At the Courtyard on Broadway, they do an event where it's like drinking with Bob Ross, and you can pay like a cheap ticket, and then you get like a, it's sort of like painting with a twist type thing. You get like a palette and a
happy little
canvas,
drink.
And then they feed you wine all night, and then you just watch Bob Ross and get drunk and paint.
That's very creative.
Yeah.
I love
awesome.
That.
I know.
Coconut water may be a little bit more hyped up than it needs to be. This is according to medical doctors and experts. They warn not to follow the hype without getting all the information and true information about this trendy drink. They say it is got vitamins and minerals in it and does have nutrients, and it is good for you. But it also does contain simple sugars and amino acids. But keep in mind,
that'd be like if you're drinking it right from the coconut itself. Once the manufacturer gets it, they're going to start adding stuff to
it. Right. That's, again, we need,
because it doesn't taste very good. You have
horrible.
To add like sugar to make it palatable.
Yeah, it tastes
right out of the
bad.
Coconut. It's awful.
And they they say that it does contain some electrolytes, so people do tend to think drinking coconut water is good after a workout. But they actually say there's no compelling evidence that is better for rehydrating your body than plain
old water.
Tap water.
Yeah.
So in tap water, you're already paying for it. You know, coconut bottle is $6-$7 for a little bottle. So
I'm trying to think if I've had coconut water. That's the weird thing. Is that what you're doing the story in the air?
Mm-hmm.
I've had coconut milk, which I like, but I don't know that I've even tried it. I'm going to have to try it now just to know.
Once you try it, you'll know that you've tried it.
Yeah.
Then Chris is like, it tastes like blood. And
it
I was
does.
Like, what?
Well, it's really weird. I remember as a kid growing up in Fort Lauderdale, we would get fresh coconuts, and there used to be a guy on the beach with a machete. He'd open them up, and you would drink. And I wanted to like that so much.
Yeah.
I wanted to like coconut water, and it was awful.
Yeah. I don't like it. I like the benefits of it, but then also look at the price tag. I'm like, no, I'm not doing this at all.
Sure.
The next trend I've noticed, watermelon water.
Oh, boy.
They're squeezing watermelons, putting it in a bottle, charging $7.
You know,
you
can actually cook with it. There's with watermelon stuff. You can infuse things with watermelon. It's pretty interesting.
So there's our show for today, Thursday, November 7th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, the sun is always shining.
Indeed. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.